And on the back of that, I'm going to bring in our guest analyst, Craig Bolanos. Craig, thanks for coming on.
Hey, listen, I bet the over in the Bears game. I won, and I'm continuing to bet the over when it comes to the jobs numbers because this thing remains hot. Good heavens.
Well, yes, the numbers are coming in hot, but I know people that are between the age of 25 and 45 that cannot get a job. I don't know what's going on. They're not crazy people, but these jobs are not quality jobs. I just don't. I mean, I know all it takes is anecdotal evidence, and you know that people are hurting. I mean, this look what. I don't understand. I really don't. I've been doing this for 36 years, and I can't explain these numbers. I really can't. The tight labor market has been the conundrum for the year, and I'd like to hear what a lot of these other pundits call it, because it's perplexing. I mean, an ADP came out with 50% of it was a big miss on Wednesday. How are these things? How do you put them together? What do you? I mean, clearly by your voice, you believe these numbers, or you have to believe them because this is what people trade.
Well, I have to believe them because this is what people trade. This is what moves markets. This is what affects yield. This is all tied to inflation. It is what it is. I don't do the counting of the pesos. I'm not counting the heads. I'm hoping to count them the same way they've always counted them. The bottom line is the number is the number. You know, I got labor participation at 62.8. The unemployment rate stays at 3.8. And we put up a very, very big print. Now, what does all of it mean? I don't know. I'm still not in the no landing camp, but I think for all intents and purposes, it's got to keep you in the soft landing camp. But I know this, every day I come to the office, every week I come to the office, stocks and bonds seem to continue to be correlated to one. If you're trading stocks, you're trading bonds. It's one and the same. But to your point, I do live on 123 Main Street. We have clients in 41 states, and I'll be real. It is not all sunshine and roses out there. I just talked yesterday at a TV spot about how the consumer is legitimately seeing some signs of cracking. And when I talk to some of our owner operators, I love owner operators. That's the business owner. Even in the meal and entertainment space, what I call the check, there's starting to be some deterioration, not in the number of bookings, but in terms of whether everyone's buying appetizers and bottles of wine, that's starting to wane. And that's a sign for me that these interest rates are taking their effect.
Yeah, they're going to go up again. I mean, the 10-year yield has jumped today. It's up 2.3% already. And it's at 4.82, making them run towards 5. We had the 30-year, otherwise known as a long bond, trade over 5 two nights ago. And we have interest rates for your mortgage, the 30-year mortgage, at 7.49%. I mean, I don't know. I tell you what, I would hate to be running for office on the back of the fact of these numbers. And number two is, find me a place that is humming. What part of the economy is doing really well?
Well, I mean, the cheap answer is everything in the tech space. But I don't even know that that's doing really that well. Because when I talk to clients in that space, everyone is so acutely focused this year, especially in the second half of the year. People are so focused on their profit margins. Not that they shouldn't be, but the theme I get from executives is we're solely focused on profitability, mm-hmm. not nearly as focused as we once were on what I call top-line revenue growth. And that tells me that everyone's preparing for the inevitable slowdown that happens. And I still think housing is such a dominant issue in America, and these inventories aren't going to expand anytime soon because nope. Who in their right mind is going to put up their house for sale to get one additional bedroom to go ahead and move from a 2 to 3% mortgage to one that starts with a 7? Scott, I'm continuing to scan my terminal. I'm looking for the company that makes bunk beds because that's probably going to be the greatest investment for the next 10 years. I think parents are just going to start bunking up their kids the same way we did in the 60s and 70s.
Well, you know what? I mean, that's, I have that talk all the time, but I shared a room as a kid. You know, my dad did well, but we shared a room, and when nobody thought of, we only had one TV and we had one car. Everybody's got to have a big house, three cars and a TV in every room. Maybe even a mini fridge.
Don't forget the garage. Yeah, and don't forget the garage, attic, and the mini fridge. Yes, thank you very much. No doubt. I mean, wow, how times have changed. But no, I think, you know, again, I mean, it's, I literally feel it's been 2 years, Scott. Is the glass half full? Is the glass half empty? All we can do is look at the glass we're given. So to your point, we got to make decisions based off the data that we're presented.
So I tell you, you're right.
Yeah, I'm just going to say this. I'm happy we even got the data. Had that government shutdown occurred, I don't know where we'd be today with this rollout.
Better off if the government shut down. they can't hurt us anymore. I don't know. That's just, I'm skeptical. But, yeah, watching this 10-year yield, that's up and up 484. So we'll see if what today brings. But it's going to make these rates go higher. And the stocks, I would think, not like it. But we'll see.
Stocks are not going to like it. And I think people should continue. I mean, at the end of the day. Equal weight versus cap weight. There's going to be an issue there. And don't give up on bonds, everybody. Just understand how to structure them and do them the right way.
Yes.
Starting yields are the best they've been forever. Bonds are still for ballast. We just all need a re-education on how to participate properly.
I've got the Dow down 175 right now-ish, Kvibble. So, all right. Thanks for coming on, brother. You got the best slot. How did you get the Friday morning one? Because you always get the good data to talk about. So
What? I do. I you know what? I don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I will try to deliver as long as you have me, Scott.
Awesome stuff.
Exciting radio.
Always good stuff. Craig Bolanos, the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Thank you very much for being on. You're awesome. All right, we're going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk more after this.